terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
First of all, this is BAM Margera here with Chad Eigensburg of CKY and P-Duck, and you know what? I love New York City, but fuck New York City, dude. Fuck it. God damn it. It took me 2 hours to get from Philadelphia to New York City. Then once I get to the Lincoln Tunnel, not kidding, 3 motherfucking hours. I wanted to kill myself. I really did. Chad was, like, looking for, like, bars for me to park at. There was none.
Yeah, if there was a hotel in the Lincoln Tunnel, you would have just stopped in and got a room for the night.
Dude, it was seriously, like, I had to piss so bad, too.
I thought about selling water.
So I dumped out his Gatorade bottle, and then I pissed in it. And, like, I had to drive and hit the brake at the same time because there was traffic. So, like, my dick was, like... hitting my pants and the fucking bottle and everything.
I had to steer while you pissed into a Gatorade bottle while production held the shit in, waited for BAM to pour out the container full of piss so he could shit in the same bottle.
Yeah.
So wow. Production, when I was done pissing, he shit into the same bottle.
Right. In my Honda.
In his Honda.
Shitty Honda.
Thank God it wasn't my Porsche.
Pissed and shit all over the place.
I would have really been upset if it was your Porsche.
Terrible.
Not to mention that. That's not even the worst of it. So then...
Definitely not the worst.
Once I get to New York, I'm like, thank fucking God. So then I decide to walk 50 blocks.
Well, the first parking garage you saw when we entered New York, you decided to just pull in. It didn't matter where we were going, if we were close.
I couldn't take it anymore.
We just parked, and then we decided to walk
5 fucking hours in the car.
And it was 97 degrees out.
I wanted to go to the Element store. Yeah. I had to change my pissy pants.
Yeah, you still smell like piss.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
His production just sprayed you down with Axe.
I sprayed you
down
on
the streets.
I ain't smelling your dick. I sprayed you with Axe because you smelled like a fucking sewer.
Smell my dick. Do it.
No.
Come on. No. Fine, I'll smell my own.
Yeah.
You can't smell your own dick.
You look like a dog right now trying to do that.
Smells fine.
Let me smell your dick. Smell my dick.
So I forgot to mention that I got pickpocketed. Of $1,000. So that happened too.
And then you thought I did it.
There's more. And then I had
wait. Before you breeze over that one, Bam, this is Cullen, by the way. How did you bump into somebody? Did somebody actually come into physical contact with you?
Somebody did.
Because you're pretty
gypsy
infamous for jumping.
Bumped into me, man.
Well, Bam walks around much like Novak with his pants around his ankles.
Maybe
basically.
When he got changed.
Everything's falling out of his pockets.
In the middle of the Element store, Bam.
He's famous for
changed.
Having $20,000 falling out of his pockets. Normally,
yeah, you're famous for
grand.
Losing 8 or 9 blackberries at a time.
Yeah.
And
I'm up to 12. Yeah, this year. Past 10 months, it's so annoying.
So do you think you can identify like the one dude who like bumped into you, took your money, or do you think
I'm not
maybe
even
you
sure.
just left a G on the floor?
Dude, it was like you know that like spot in Tokyo where everybody's just walking everywhere. Like that's where I was. It, but it was in New York City, and like somebody fucking picked
that spot in Tokyo.
So we couldn't just say we were in Times Square with all right. them people.
No, because
walking.
Tokyo is more busy.
It is.
Then.
I think you're getting robbed.
Then I had
New
an
York,
easy
though.
Pass, but okay. It wasn't my car. It was Chad's car. So I took my easy pass in Chad's car, and it wasn't registering because I guess the license plate wasn't adding up.
No, I don't know what happened.
Either way, he's going to get a $500 ticket.
For every damn
for every one. There was like, yeah. You know how many tolls from like Philly
so
to here?
So we missed our arrival time
so
at Sirius.
Now my dad has a whole new job by dealing with Chad's ticket.
We missed our arrival time at Sirius. We were supposed to be here yesterday.
We yeah, you guys stay. Only missed it by 24
the thing,
hours.
Dude, I was fucking responsible, man. You I were. Left at fucking 1. I'm supposed to be there at 6. Girl, I left at 1. Philadelphia is 2 hours away, dude.
Not even.
But it's New York City. You can't.
Did you ever get to the bottom of what was going on in the tunnel? Was like, was there an accident? Did somebody die? Did
one lane
it's
didn't
just
move.
Fucking traffic, I think.
It's always like that, right? The Lincoln Tunnel.
It usually shouldn't take 3 hours. I mean, that hey, sounds like
I told
excessive.
You that, too.
We
Chad's
had
like,
the one
like,
lane didn't move to the point where we had to hop the double yellow and just go up it. Like, it was like, oh, no, we shouldn't do it. It's illegal. But after we're sitting there for like an hour and a half inside the tunnel and it smells and all the fumes and, gross.
See, now, Bam, I know you don't blaze weed. I'm a weed guy. This would have been a perfect trip for a little bit of weed.
There you go. And we didn't have any.
Me and Chad are trying to, like, smoke this res. But
right.
That's poor.
Chad.
Oh, sick, and then, not to mention... I'm in the Audi R8, which is only a 2-seater, and Chad is the biggest homophobe I've ever met. If I even touch his arm, watch. Yeah. See, he goes
don't
like
touch
that.
Me.
I
See?
Know enough not to touch Chad.
Yeah.
I don't.
So now P Doug's sitting on his lap in the R8, all sweaty and hot.
All sweaty and hot.
Well, I think that makes this a lot worse that you guys were fucking stuck in traffic for 5 hours in a 2-seater.
No, we opted out of the R8 once I discovered I didn't. Want to take the whole ride to New York on production's lap.
There's more, too.
Yeah, there's more. It's not over.
I actually wrote it down,
What about
wearing,
my van?
It's wearing off your hands.
What about my van?
What about the hard rain?
It was raining hard, yes. That's Cleveland's password on his computer.
Your van got towed
my
at Staples.
My van towed from Staples because we thought we're only coming to New York for, I don't know,
because
the day.
I didn't think that I would fucking miss my appointment, so I had to stay another night, dude. So
great.
Your car gets towed?
All right, so right now we're up to, he's got $500 in tickets. He's got a towed
I'm paying
car,
for Chad.
And you lost a G.
P-Duck can go
lost
fuck himself.
Lost a G? He lost like a $10,000
mixing board.
I lost $1,000 in my pocket.
It's
from
a
pickpocket.
My face bounced
so
off the
therefore,
dashboard.
So, therefore, P-Duck could go fuck himself. Right. Chad, I'll pay for his tickets because it was my easy pass.
Maybe Chade 45 will let you rap, but like, or maybe not.
Maybe they'll give me money
not
to get, get my car out of impound.
The last thing I have to say is New York City smelled like shit.
Oh, well, New York City in the summer smells like evaporating piss.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Dude, it smells like hot trash around
here.
Yeah,
that girl's
pretty
sexy.
And, yeah. She is.
There'll be a blast of, like, any type of ass at any moment. Like, you'll walk 2 steps, be like, asshole, next 2 steps, like...
You'll fuck anybody. Asshole.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
No way. I have standards.
No,
she's
Bam,
hot.
I think that girl would pass your standards. She's hot.
I missed her.
She had a donkey.
When she comes back around...
There was a girl who just
she's
walked
got
by.
No.
Yeah.
Here
it's not
at Sirius,
that girl you're working at right
I know,
now.
Don't laugh.
Here at Sirius, all the walls are glass. So you
yeah,
can
I
see
know.
Everybody in the
I
hall.
I know all that.
I know.
Can we play that dubstep, please, so fucking P-Duck can rap me?
You want to play a dubstep beat?
Yeah, I want to hear dubstep.
I'd have to look
it
up.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was the worst trip to New York City. And I've been to New York City fucking 30, 40 times.
Yeah, no, I know.
This was the worst.
Probably more than that.
Man, this was the fucking worst in the world.
30, 40 times.
God.
So then once you guys got here, what happened last night?
He forgets,
actually. Like, what did you guys do?
I gave up.
No, you didn't.
Once I got through
we
the tunnel.
We went to Joe DeVito's.
Once I got through the tunnel, house. I gave up. I was like, fuck going to Sirius. I love Sirius, but fuck it. I'm going to DeVito's house, and I'm going to see Trouble Andrew.
Which we didn't do.
I know.
We went to some bar, and that wasn't Trouble Andrew that you were talking to.
Dude, who would listen to anybody drinking Hawaiian Punch?
You're drinking it right now.
All three of us are drinking, and millions of people are listening.
Serenade
right now.
Me with some dubstep.
Bam loves Hawaiian Punch.
I love dubstep.
I like Hawaii.
Who cares?
Dubstep.
What does that mean?
Dubstep.
I like Hawaii.
Why are you talking to me about Hawaii?
I don't know, because I'm thinking about it.
Who gives a shit?
Fine, I won't think about it anymore.
Talk to yourself. All right, dubstep. Let's find a track going.
You know which one.
Something by Excision.
No, you know which one.
He wants... Oh, he wants...
And I want him to rap to it.
That's the Excision song.
Yeah.
Do you want to look it up?
I'm loading my library right now.
Okay.
All
right. It's called Ying Yang. It's awesome.
Hang on 1 second. So,
that was a good plug.
So you didn't see Trouble Andrew last night? You weren't at a concert?
No, I did. Well, no, it wasn't a concert. It was him DJ.
But it wasn't him. It was guys who knew him.
Yeah, and they
were... No, it was the guitar
player. Shitty DJs.
It was the guitar player.
Don't bust.
They playing sucked. Sweet Home Alabama.
Don't bust.
They were terrible.
It was the guitar fucking player.
He was so bad at DJing.
Dude, they played the whole entire song of each one, and their transitions of music would be like hard hip hop into like something that doesn't even go well. All right, well, mesh.
Let me hear you rap so I can bust on it.
Well, I'm gonna bust a freestyle. I'm guessing. Well,
yeah, big time, fast.
I thought you said you can't rap sitting down. What's that about?
Yeah.
It's just, you get stand more energy. Up, it's kind of like singers. It comes from your diaphragm.
Up. Well, oh, you still you got twinkle toes when you rap.
You're
actually.
Gonna get one.
Do I?
Yeah, you like dance around on your little toes.
Oh, I dance a little bit.
Dance
yeah,
around
man,
on
I
your little toes.
Dance around on your little toes.
I don't have the yin yang track.
No.
No.
Oh, that's Bam's favorite.
Well, put it in. Put the thing in.
Do you
the
have
thing.
An eighth inch plug?
Of course, he has an eighth inch plug.
That's gonna require me getting engineering.
Really?
Yeah.
I have one.
You can't have one. What do you mean you have one?
What do you mean you have one?
You got to plug eighth inch into the Sirius brain.
I understand.
Do you have that?
No, yeah. I have the plug, but I don't have.
We're here.
I don't know where the brain part it goes into. But.
We're in the nucleus of Sirius Radio.
Hello, nucleus.
And we're trying to find the input for the eighth inch plug. You don't have one?
I don't know where the.
It's got to be such an easy wire.
I have the
yeah,
wire.
Yeah, it is. We have one. It's eighth inch, but the only inputs over there, I can come over.
Or probably
look,
quarter inch.
The only inputs over there are probably.
Give me one second. Give me 1 second.
Did you read all these? What was Cleveland doing in Missy's
hey,
skirt?
Oh my God, dude. What's with that?
And I'm hanging with Bam Margera and his crew, and they want to plug a iPod into the board. Mm-hmm.
One
for
eighth.
An engineer to hook that up. Okay, awesome.
Bonus.
See, I handled that very professionally.
Yeah, yeah, it was quick.
And I did a little bit of name dropping.
Yeah.
See me drop that name?
I caught that.
Yeah. See the name that just fell out of my pants there?
Yeah, they're going to get here lickety lickety.
Let's see. Call back and say De Niro's here.
Yeah.
You want me to up the name?
Yeah, we should try it.
Sorry, Bam.
F you.
De Niro, I mean, you got to admit.
Why?
What do you think response time would have been, Bam, if I had said, hey, I'm here with Chad Ginsburg of
production? Oh, you wouldn't get nothing.
They would have been like, tell them to find the fucking
like,
hole.
We're taking a smoke break.
They'd be like, who are they? Yeah. Go revoke their guest pass and get them
well,
the
if
fuck
you mentioned
out of here.
Production, you're already on the Z list.
So did you guys stay at a hotel or you stay with homies last night? How
we
did
stayed
it work?
At Joe DeVito's.
Yeah, on his hardwood floor.
He's doing New York Inc. Yeah, I stayed on his kitchen.
Oh, did you get tatted for
you
New York?
You fell
Inc?
Over.
I had some girl yes, totally did.
That girl
fucking,
is hot
God,
in that show.
Damn it. Who? No, but I'm not talking about her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had this girl that was, and I don't know why, but I just ruined
last night there was three
what,
girls.
What, that bitch from last yeah, night?
She wasn't a bitch. I ruined it.
She was cool, actually, and pretty hot.
I really
except
fucking,
for that haircut.
Dude, if you looked up Ruin It, it was me. It was like
after we waited
me,
an hour and a half for her to get off work outside of the bar.
I'm calling him Nikki from San Francisco. I'm like, Nikki, I love you so much. Right in her fucking face, dude. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till you get here. Oh, you're getting here in 3 days? Oh, I can't wait. I don't know why I did it. I did it.
It was six
that,
in the
it
morning.
It doesn't make sense, but that's what I did.
So you were talking to a girl, and then in front of that girl,
yes.
You called another girl and said, I can't wait to see you. In
yeah,
three.
Because
he called two girls.
You know,
he just kept calling girls,
kept
and I think he flew
girls.
Three of them
that's
in
just,
last
yeah. That's just reckless.
Yeah.
He bought three tickets,
yeah.
Three plane flights
yeah.
At 6 a.m.
No, I bought two, dude.
Yeah, I bought two plane tickets for different bitches to come fly out to see him.
From
as
different
he's
continents.
Got, as he's got some girl here.
One from Brisbane.
And she's just like,
Brisbane, Australia. And the other one from San Francisco, no, Oakland, California.
Then sent naughty messages to high-ranking officials in Westchester.
Oh.
Can't speak of that.
I didn't. I said high-ranking officials. Just telling them you're in Nova Scotia.
Oh, you got
and then
good.
Abe calls and
why don't
says,
you give
why
me,
is
like-
Bam in Nova Scotia?
Chad, why don't you give me like a
yeah.
half volume on that so we don't, and then
yeah,
we'll see.
Do a little sound test.
Don't blow the fucking thing out, Chad.
Production's here to blow. Watch.
Yeah, right.
I got this on.
So fucking
all right, I'm finding it. Watch him blow.
Yeah. Watch me blow. Blow out weed smoke.
So what'd that chick do once you what you were calling the other chicks in front of her. She just peaced out.
You don't remember.
Pretty much, yeah.
You fell over on the kitchen floor.
I know. I did that.
You do know?
Yes, I knew that.
It's like, you want a pillow, dude?
Dude, like I just didn't care anymore, man. Like, clearly. I was just too tired.
You were
like,
trying to sing into my
like,
foot.
I didn't want pussy anymore. I didn't fucking care about it anymore. I just didn't fucking care. I'm just like, you know what? I have no energy for any of this. I'm just going to call a girl. Hey, babe. Love you. Can't wait to see you. Fuck you. Like, that's how I felt. So, yeah, me, no go last night.
I'm going to jump to the latter part.
Okay. Well, then do it.
No, just so you can.
Ooh.
I'm only getting one side.
I'm only getting one side, too.
No, you're not anymore.
Wiggle it.
No. You got both.
Do the wiggling.
You need I only one. Got the right.
No, it's just louder out of one. It's coming out of it. She's louder.
Oh, wait.
Oh, turned up, shit.
You know what it is? This case. The case makes the jack fucking short.
You make the jack short.
That's not clever at all. Was that a witty comeback?
Bust on Chad. All right, here we go.
I know.
I always
turn that shit up, dude.
I can't. That's not my job. Right to it. Oh,
I got it cranked.
That's crank.
No,
do you have more. Do you have more gain on your?
No, you need gain.
You didn't turn yours.
Dude, it's up. It's all the way up. No, it is.
Always having a problem getting it up.
Dude, you're not even ready to start rapping. You're already suffering.
This can't be the loudest to do.
It's not up to me. I mean, I'm really giving everything I got. Your input is line level, or not line level or something. It's set for, it's maybe got phantom power on it or something.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
It's in the wrong preamp.
Start it over again.
I have to clean the loudest.
Hey, can we get somebody back in Studio One real quick? We just need some more gain out of this iPod. Thank you.
The track is totally loud as shit, so it's not really that. It's
we'll start it fresh.
Yeah, it's cool. We can cut this, or we can.
I like some of the bitching back and forth.
Yeah, no, that was all good, right?
It's always good.
The bitching.
Yeah,
we can cut none of this.
It's been nothing but bitching. It's been a hate fest,
dude. Me and Chad were just fighting about the fucking store. I'm trying to get a T-shirt, and he's trying to get a T-shirt. But
you're walking around in fucking circles in New York City. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where Joe's is. You don't know what you're out trying to buy. You don't know what you got sunstroke. You didn't fucking sleep, and you're trying to lead the way. And every time I'm like, listen, I got fucking the map right here. I know where Joe is. I know where I'm going. You kept getting in front of me, and I'm supposed to follow the dumbass. Get out of my fucking way.
It's like hard to walk side by side without people slamming into you. So yeah.
Why you got to walk in front of me?
I'm protecting you.
Thanks. You're protecting me from getting where I want to be.
Well,
so sucks.
Wait, so did anybody get tatted teeth. Yesterday?
Oh, I was supposed to get tatted today. I was supposed to get a Ryan Dunn tattoo, but like an idiot. I drank till, what, 5?
6.
7.
At 11.
11. 30. 12:30.
Yeah, actually, well, I did wake up to see him.
It was
in the
one
kitchen.
Of those nights, all right?
Mornings.
So, yeah. So,
afternoons.
So I couldn't make it.
Well, you're here. Sound pretty good.
I made it to this.
Well, we have Hawaiian Punch to celebrate.
And I love
great.
It.
Great.
So are you going to reschedule the tat?
I mean, I'll get a tattoo whenever, like, really. I don't care who does it. The shittier, the better, kind of.
Not of something that means a lot, though.
No, honestly, like, if anybody says, like, what's your favorite one or what do you want to talk about, I usually go to the shittiest one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, North Philly faggot with a dick coming out with a bullet.
Right.
Like, that's something to talk about. Nobody wants to hear, like, oh, this dude's valid. Like, he's
oh, that's
awesome.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of Chad.
There's actually Chad right here, yeah. Oh, this Chad Ginsburg from CKY.
He pissed on Gigi Allen's grave.
He pissed on Gigi Allen's grave like, in 1993. Like, bad, like
nobody cared. I guess not.
About North Philly fucking
that's true.
With a dick with a fucking bullet.
It's a quick
way to
go.
Even higher up there, Bam.
Eat shit plus one.
Eat shit plus one. That doesn't look like the dude who tattooed that knew how to tattoo. Is that one of your boys who?
No, my cousin Jamie did it.
His one on his ankle when we were in Canada. He got.
I'll tell you about Eat Shit Plus One.
Yeah, did it.
Because I have a club in Westchester.
Right. The note.
Every time I have a fucking sold out show, all my 40 friends, 50 friends would be like, yo, Ben, they're getting plus one. Like 10 minutes before the show. It's like, dude, right. Eat shit plus one. I can't get you in. Like, right. It's
yeah,
sold
that's the
out.
Worst
like,
when you,
if the fucking fire company comes in, I'm doomed. Right. I get a ticket. Like, right. I'm fucked.
So
like,
that's who's on the list. Eat shit plus one.
Eat shit plus one.
They don't normally come.
That's why I have it on my own.
You normally don't show up.
No, yeah, you gotta prove it. You gotta have ID that says eat shit.
Yeah.
That's good, but your other tattoo, maple you will, maple you won't, that sucks probably worse. It's
not only does it suck.
In Canada, we went.
It's like in the worst fucking spot ever, man.
On your ankle?
And like, it looks like a weed plant, dude. And I don't even like sucks. Weed. I really don't even
we were
like
in
weed.
Canada.
I'm telling you, Ben, you would have liked weed yesterday.
And then
the
you
car.
Told the guy to sign his name. It just says Clark.
Yeah.
On there.
It's just
maple, I will. Maple, I won't. Something I came up
dude,
with.
Dude, look how bad it is. It's fucking horrible, man. It's so bad.
As bad as that is, Louis is worse.
Because he fucked up. It says maple,
and maple
I won't.
Maple,
I will.
But that's how he lives his life. He starts out with the negative.
Dude, that tattoo sucks. So
yeah,
bad.
Terrible.
I fucking hate it.
Everybody's embarrassed.
I hate looking at it. Thank God I wear jeans every day.
Thank God I didn't get one.
No shorts for me.
Oh, man. Is that why?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fix
I don't
want
to see
man.
That shit.
Oh.
Not funny. It's not funny.
I like shitty tattoos. Wait, no, I don't.
Yeah, I like shitty tattoos to an extent. Not fucking maple I will. I fucking won't with goddamn pot leaf sitting there.
Well, maple.
Didn't you have Novak to torture with all your shitty tattoo ideas? Wasn't it basically any bad idea you wanted to put on somebody's body? You could just do that to Novak?
Novak's in jail.
Is he still in jail with dudes humping on his arm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
He's in jail humping.
He's in jail till the end of the year. He gets out Christmas. But...
You said he's fat, too.
Like, kind of. No, not fat.
Thick.
Thick, yeah.
Just off
just
dope.
Not, clean. Like, not
clean
him.
From drugs.
Well, that's yeah. What it is. He
and
probably
chi-chis.
Just got clean.
Yeah. Hey, he's eating chi-chis.
But he has, like, dude, he has, like, two rollerbladers, naked, two guys fucking on his arm. He has, like, so much gay shit all over his arms. But the one that he hates the most is fucking a picture... A picture of Alf.
I love
Alf. Screams child molester.
Because Joe Frost said, if you get Alf, I'll give you $800. And he got Alf. And
he never
gave
me $800.
So every time Novak looks at it, every time, and I'm with him every time, he just look at his arm and be like, yeah, so let me get a cigarette. And then he'll look at his Alf arm and be like, fucking fat that motherfucker. I fucking hate his ass.
Any grown man with those type of characters like, that screams child molester.
Like, Novak. Genuinely hates Franz because he made him get Alf right on his fucking...
I wondered why he was so bitter about it when I complimented him on that. I was like, you like Alf? I like Alf. He's like, I don't fucking like Alf, man.
You don't understand. Like every single day. Like, he'll just be like, yeah, man, let me grab one of these things. Fucking Alf, fucking Franz. You motherfucker. And he fucking hates Franz over it. He really does.
He owes him $800.
I would call him had he not been in jail.
Yeah,
have you been
him.
Visiting? Has anybody been visiting him?
Yeah, I do, but it's fucking annoying because I have to take off my nose ring and shit, and it hurts, and I can't put it back in. And my rings and my bracelets and all that shit. It's like a process, and it sucks.
It's like going through airport security.
Yeah, and he told me the last time I visited him, he's like, so I'm in there with my cellmate. He's on the top bunk, and he's on the bottom bunk, and he was, he's like, yo, man, are you jerking off up there, man? He's like, yeah. He's like, yo, man, you can't be doing that up in here, man. I feel a certain kind of way about this, man.
I feel a
certain way about this.
Are we still waiting for the engineer thing? Or do we need
you want to give me a line level here?
Yeah, this cord's a little faulty, but let's try it. I'm going to go right to the loud part.
There we go.
Alright, I'll go back to the beginning.
Alright. P-Duck.
Yeah.
13th Apostle.
Watch your mic control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Put me through traffic, motherfucker.
Philly, stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up. I should.
No, hold it. Fucking.
What, you can't rap sitting down?
I can, but it just comes out
better.
Yeah,
watch his freestyle P-Dug right now.
Fancy footwork.
Fancy.
Twinkle toes.
All right. Twat tickler.
Why I'm punched.
Twat tickler. It's like a 1 minute intro.
I told you, man.
You're the one.
It's getting you excited, though.
This is just me doing it.
Not from the north, but from the northeast. I come up on the track faster than Jason Voorhees. Police got me hating all these fucking Philly streets. Cause from Philly to Voorhees, they think I'm a core thief. Yo, Bam, let's party, motherfucker, start driving. Yo, I get higher than the people on Oxycontin. I ain't boxing, but I'm Rocky. If you really wanna tempt me, motherfucker, get out the car. We know your gas tank's empty. You ain't gotta dial or holler. Why bother when I'm talking to sluts? Why bother? Got my collar by my father when you're itching my nuts. Get the fuck back, dog. Better step in it. Cause I told you any track is whack, I can spin it. Rap off the top of the dome. My pockets of homes been known to hold the throne, and I ain't holding no chrome. I don't need no handles. Dismantle the beat when I attack it. When beat when I go and jack it. Rip you by your seat and off your jacket. Why am I getting static inside of my headphones? Motherfucker, time to leave NYC and go to headphone. Back to New Hope, or maybe back to Philly, where we get you live. 215 screaming now, Gilly, Hillbilly, getting silly when we out in Bucks County. People got the cops and they just try to surround me, try to pound me, try to give me a beat, and I'll leave your fucking teeth leaking faster than a Puerto Rican speaking. The fucking Spanish, grab the liquor, make it vanish. I told you I got this mic, I leave you fucking in panic. When you manic depressive, people know I'm impressive. Teach you a lesson to all these adolescents with questions. Yeah, start testing me. Motherfucking ecstasy, it got my fucking pupils going every single day with this girl that keeps sexting me, sending me pictures of they tits. I'm sending them pictures of my dick. I'm just trying to get inside they clit. Ride my dick, I really hope she does. I forgot the fucking shave, now she can probably feel my paws. Maybe my stubble, you're in trouble. First your bubble, I'm just joking, I'm just smoking. Motherfucking grab these girls, I just keep poking. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dubstep coming soon, yeah. I'm telling you. White boys on dubstep, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Copyright it.
Yeah. Did you see the fancy footwork?
I didn't see the fancy footwork. Yeah,
it's like moving. It's twinkle like energy.
Toes, yo.
Twinkle toes. That sounds kind of fairy.
It is. That's what I'm calling it.
Well, that's a terrible rap name.
It's not fairy. Is that unfairy?
Chaz, what do you have on that?
What? More of it?
Can you play that Ramones song? I the tinkle.
Yeah, yeah. What Ramones song do you want, Bam?
Havana Affair.
All right, here it is on Radio Bam.
I got a tingle.
Live from New York City.
Shay 45, what's going on with you? I got a special guest in New York. I got Bam Margera here. What's up, Bam?
What up?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
I was supposed to be on yesterday, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were supposed to be on yesterday, but I figured, what happened, man?
Okay. Philadelphia. It takes 2 hours to get to New York City, and that's a fact. For some reason, I got in, like, the worst traffic. I got rear-ended by some fat lady.
You got rear-ended by a fat lady?
Yeah, and broke Damn. Chad's soundboard. He had, like, a mixing board just like what you're looking at right now. Broke that whole thing. So then I had to deal with that. Then I'm in the Lincoln Tunnel. Dude, from Philadelphia to New York City took 2 hours. Then once I got to the Lincoln Tunnel, it took 2.5 to even get into the city. I honestly road rage wanted to kill myself. Like, for real.
Man, what'd you end up doing? You just stayed the night out here just to finish some shit up? Or what?
Big
What's
time.
Deal?
Yeah, I missed everything. So I stayed at my friend's house. And, oh, not to mention, I got pickpocketed for $1,000.
You got pickpocketed for $1,000?
Oh! I had $1,000 in my pocket and somebody pickpocketed it.
Oh, dog. Was you out partying or some shit? What happened?
Well, kind of. I went to see Trouble Andrew. He's a friend of Yellow Wolf.
All right.
Speaking of Yellow Wolf, we should play that when we have a chance.
Yellow Wolf? Oh, trust me. We play Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah. Yellow Wolf gets played. So we'll play some, definitely.
Yeah, Trouble Andrew was he was DJing at this spot, and I walked out to smoke a cigarette or something. Next thing I know, I reach in my pocket, and my $1,000 is gone.
They got you for it. Gee, that fucking sucks,
bro. At least I have my credit card, at least.
Yeah. I like that you're at a place in your life where you can have $1,000 taken out your pocket, and you're laughing that shit off. Because if that shit happened to me, I'd be fucking... I'd be real upset, bro.
Last Christmas, I went to go to Trenton, New Jersey, which is not a good neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the fucking hood.
I went there to see a friend's band called The Agonist, and I just got back from Canada doing an appearance, and I had $10,000 in cash in my pocket. And I dove into a leave pile, and I wrestled around with this girl just joking around, and I left all the money in the fucking leave pile. Duh. And when I was like... When I pulled into my driveway, which was like an hour and a half away, I realized that, like, I don't have it anymore. Like, it's in that leaf pile.
Would you rather someone found that shit or just got thrown out?
Oh, I hope somebody found it and they are happy as fuck, dude. I hope that they're the happiest motherfucker alive. Like, if somebody mowed the lawn and chopped it all up, that would drive me nuts.
Yeah, bro. I know, me too. I hope like a gardener found that shit and bought their kids some shoes.
Even a crackhead. Like, even if a crackhead was just like, what? $10,000, fuck yeah.
Can you imagine a bender a crackhead could go on with 10 grand? Lord. You ever smoke that shit, man? You ever smoke crack before?
Hell no.
Me neither, dog.
Dude, even weed, like, I don't even do that. Like,
what are you, pretty straight edge or what?
Oh, hell no.
I just drink?
I drink loads of booze, yeah.
You're a booze man?
It gives me beer muscles to do stupid stupid shit.
When you were doing like all of the crazy stunts, would you be drunk or is that sober?
It's kind of a mixture of both. If I'm doing like a skate stunt, like I'll be sober because you have to like...
Have balance.
Yeah, exactly. But like if I'm going to do some dumbass stunt, like... I'll just sip on red wine on airplane flights, and I'll think of the dumbest thing possible. And I'm like, okay, Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear off. Why don't he bite my ear off? And I'd say, what's up, this is Bam Margera. I'm here with Mike Tyson. Today he's going to bite my fucking ear off. And people are like, are you really willing to do that? I'm like, fuck yeah. You know the street creds I'll get with having my ear off? Like, and people say, how did that happen? Mike Tyson bit it off. Shut up. How did that really happen? No. Mike Tyson bit it off.
So did you hit up Mike Tyson about biting your ear off?
Yeah, he got offended and he said no.
He wouldn't bite a part of your ear off?
Yeah, he did. He got
offended.
It's
probably for the best, dude.
Dude, it's just like an earlobe. If it was gone and Mike Tyson bit it off, like, that's total street creds.
It is street cred.
And it probably wouldn't even hurt that bit.
We could find somebody to bite your ear off if you want that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but it ain't Mike Tyson.
No, it's not Mike Tyson. I could if we smother your ear with ranch, we can get Lord Sear to bite that shit off tomorrow. Let me ask you something, man. I thought you was like a death metal dude, like all that. Like, I thought you were into like all the death metal. Cause the way this interview happened was you was listening to Shay 45 and was like, I'm gonna come on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you like rap or something? What's the deal?
Dude, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but like, honestly, I bought Lil Wayne's fucking rock album and I thought it was going to suck shit. And I was like, this is goddamn brilliant. Like, I really think that Lil Wayne is the fucking man. And then I went to London for Jackass 3. We were filming there. And somehow, some way, I woke up and I'm like, who the fuck is in my bed? And it was Big Boy from fucking Outkast. We were partying. I don't know.
You was raging with Big Boy and then y'all woke up. Were your clothes on? Was your ass bleeding or anything like that?
I wasn't even in the bed. I was like on the couch. I woke up and I was like, who the fuck? And I'm like, it's Big Boy. And then he demanded, he's like, you need to listen to Yellow Wolf from Alabama. I'm like, all right, fine, I will. So he turned me on to Yellow Wolf big time. Then I met Yellow Wolf in Vegas and, you know, then we went to Austin, Texas. And then it was basically like New Orleans, like Mardi Gras there. So there's loads of people walking around. This fat bitch comes up and bumps into me all drunk. She's like, watch where you're going. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. And then I go, what the fuck are you even doing in Texas anyway? You should be in Alaska laying on a fucking iceberg, you fucking sea otter. And then she just knocks me out cold. And the Yellow Wolf is right there to witness it all.
So hold up, you got knocked out by a fat chick?
Yes. And her boyfriend still wanted to chill.
Well, I mean, he didn't have to. He could, yeah, of course. His girl knocked you out, bruh. Like, he's going to fuck the chick that knocked you out later that night. Think about that.
And when she knocked me out, my bracelet went flying, and she kept it, and I saw a photo of her later with my bracelet on.
Yo, that's some real hood shit, bruh. That's what they do to rappers when they take their chains and shit. They take pictures with that shit.
I had fucking Juicy J from 3-6 Mafia make me eat a dry piece of cow shit.
What? Yo, for real? Hey, man, yes. You gotta stop hanging out with these rappers, man. They bad for you, dog. You get knocked out, you're eating cow shit, Bam. You gotta go back to death metal, my dude. This shit is crazy.
And the problem was, as soon as I ate it, I barfed it up straight away. But then Dave England from Jackass, he ate the whole thing and he didn't
barf
it up.
He ate the barf?
So that, no, he ate the dried piece of cow shit that Juicy J from 3-6 Mafia made him eat.
Let me ask you something. When did just eating feces? Because I've been watching you since CKY2K type shit. So yeah. I've been back there with you for a little bit. You know, I'm not a skater dude, but my skater homeboys, they put me up onto you. And I was like, these motherfuckers are crazy. Like, I thought y'all was just out your fucking hookup, but I dug it. Yeah. When did eating feces come into play? Like, what year?
It's kind of like when the camera's on, anything goes. And I'll tell you this because I thought when Dunn shoved the toy car up his ass and he went to the hospital and got an x-ray and he said that he was at a frat party, you know, and they're like, he's like, yeah, I was at a frat party. You need to take an x-ray of my stomach. They're like, you have a toy car up your ass, you know? Like, I thought that was, like, totally gay, homophobe. But, like, he got so much attention from that, like, on the next movie, I'm like, dude, I'm willing to do that, too. I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever, man.
So it's like, y'all, you guys, the way you guys compete with each other to do the wildest shit to get the most accolades.
Yeah, that was Steve O's stunt, but his dad wouldn't let him do it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you just poured wine.
Doesn't like that dude? Doesn't he like smoke meth and shit? Like, doesn't he just go super hard, but his dad won't let him put a fucking car up his ass?
Well, he used to, but he doesn't do shit now. He's clean as a judge, but he poured wine down a frat boy's ass crack and drank the whole thing. I was like, and your dad won't let you shove a toy car up your ass? What the fuck?
Man, y'all cats is crazy, dog. You guys are fucking wild, dude. That, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, he poured wine down a frat boy's ass and then drank that shit?
And I don't even think that was on film. I think that was just, like, at a house party.
That was just for shits and giggles,
yeah,
huh?
He just wanted to do it.
Did you have? Let me ask you. Have any of you guys ever like just fuck some dudes? Because that's the next step. Like, it's not gonna like you can't get any. The next thing you can do is just fuck men. Like, that's it. Like, what? Okay. Has it happened yet, man? Let's be honest. This is the circle of honesty right here.
My best friend in jail right now. He gets out at the end of the new year. He's in jail for one full year, but he huffed. There's a thing called Jenkum on the news. If you look up Jenkum, it's only in like Alabama. Like people
Jenkum?
Jenkum.
People, how you spell it?
J-E-N-K-E-M. Jenkum.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Jenkum. Yeah. All right.
Check out Jenkum. So right. People shit and piss in a Gatorade bottle and then put a condom on it. They put it in the microwave, and when the condom blows up like a balloon, they huff and puff it. Like, they huff and puff the shit and piss gas, and that's called Jenkum. So I had no back to it. He's like, fuck, man, it kind of feels like nitrous, but it's, like, way worse, and it gives me, like, a massive headache. And I paid him $500 to try it.
So was it his own shit and piss?
No, it was his dude named Colin.
Oh, bro. You motherfuckers are wild, dude.
But, like, he was doing weekends in jail, and he comes on my radio on Sirius 28 Faction, and he was doing weekends, and he comes in, and he's like, I just want to say that George W. Hill Correctional Facility is fucking idiots because they have 30 people pissed in a line, and the last person they're looking at is me. So I take out my buddy's clean piss and I pour it right in, and I get away scot free. So the warden hears this when he goes in the next weekend. He's like, "I heard your radio show." He's like, "F." So they made him piss live, and it ended up being hot, and then they're like, "You're getting a year in prison." Yep, so that's Novak.
Getting a year in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, boy.
Yep.
Because Novak had the heroin. He had a little chippy. He was a little chippy with the heroin, right? And then he kind of got heavy for him. Was that?
Yeah. Well, Baltimore is like the heroin capital of the world. So, like, I don't know. He had a problem with it, but then he stopped. And then either way, he's in prison. And he's going to get out soon. But he told me that I visit him every week. And he said that his cellmate, he's on the top bunk, and the dude's on the bottom, and he hears, wow, 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 wow. And he's like, "Yo, man, are you jerking off up there, man?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yo, man, I feel a certain kind of way about this, man. You can't be doing that."
Is that your Ebonics right there?
I feel a certain kind of way. I feel a certain kind of way about this. You can't be jerking off in here.
That's fucking nuts, man. My name is Judah Anthony Angelini. You're here with Bam Margera. He's out there in New York, man.
Yeah.
Doing his thing, man. He's got a new love for rap and shit.
I do.
Juicy J got him to eat some shit, some cow shit. And now he's like a fucking, he's into rap.
You know what it was, actually? I was reading an article of Lil Wayne on, like, I don't know if it was Rolling Stone or something, but it said, if you could meet anybody in the world, who would it be? And he says, probably that nigga Bam from Pennsylvania, because he looks like he don't give a fuck. I was like, what? I was like, fuck yeah. Dude, I went and bought all of his albums.
That's what's up.
I really did. I was like, fuck. And I, dude, they're all great. Like,
oh, he could spit.
Yeah.
Wayne's a spitter, bro. He's a spitter.
Dude, I think Yellow Wolf is like the new awesomeness. I've seen him fucking 5 times and I can't get enough.
Yeah, Yellow Wolf is dope too, man. There's a bunch of dope shit. I'll make you a little mix. You can back.
And I'll
catch you up, bro.
He skates too, and he's good at it. Like, he could do
a switch. Didn't he start off as a skater?
Yeah, he had a choice to be a pro skater or a rapper, and he chose rapping. And obviously, that was a good choice because he's fucking the man.
Yeah, straight up. You can always skate while you're rapping. You know what I'm saying? You can always skate while you're rapping.
All right, now I need to ask you a question. This just happened to me. My fucking not roommate... I have some dude living in my house, and I let
him crash on your couch or some shit?
Yeah, because his whore of a wife was cheating on him, and I said, you need to get the fuck out of your house. And he goes, well, damn. I can't afford that. So I go, you can live in my house for free. Just fucking move along and get the fuck out of there.
Ain't so, that some shit like she's cheating and he's got to leave?
Exactly. So
put that bitch out.
So he ends up fucking hitting his Audi against the guardrail. So his car's in the shop and he needs to go get cigarettes at the fucking store. So he takes my Lamborghini when I'm away and he realizes it's dead empty. So he puts fucking diesel
regular
fuel. Diesel fuel into diesel? The car. Yeah.
Is he fucking...
He didn't know. Like, it was like dirt bike. It was for like a dirt bike.
What?
I have like a bunch of dirt bikes and four-wheelers and shit.
I know why his wife cheated on him. He's a fucking idiot, dude. He puts diesel in a goddamn...
Fucking Cleveland, dude.
He put diesel in a Lamborghini?
Yeah. He didn't know. He just saw a red gas can and figured it was gas and he poured it in it.
Bruh.
Yeah, $40,000 later, me.
That's fucked up, bro. Now you're gonna have to eat some more shit on a goddamn on a fucking movie to pay for that motherfucker right there.
I pulled his hair like, I grabbed his hair and I pulled it like 50 feet down the road and then I punched him in the face and then, oh man, it was bad. It was three in the morning too.
So what's the question? What would I have done?
A, don't take my Lamborghini at all. Yeah. B, don't put fucking diesel fuel in it. C, it's if you want cigarettes, then fucking walk.
D, don't take my fucking Lamborghini.
Exactly.
E, fuck your wife properly so that she doesn't cheat on you.
Oh, and
F, here's the best. Don't think about some dude's dick going in and out of your wife right now as we speak. G, he's pumping her full of cum.
And the worst part is, I'm the one who had to break him the news because I went to Conshohocken, which is just outside of Philadelphia, to meet somebody. And this girl who I was meeting, she goes, do you know Tara? I was like, I don't know any Tara. Yes, you do. She used to date Cleveland. I'm like, date Cleveland? They're married. She's like, what? She's been fucking the dude, the owner from Coyote Ugly for...
Oh, bruh. Wait, hold up, man. She's fucking the, bar owner of Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm the one who had to tell him because I don't give a shit. So I was like, Cleveland, dude, this is true, man.
Oh my god, dude. You know that's the scuzziest motherfucker ever, dude. You know the Coyote Ugly owner is just running through the bartenders, fucking the patrons.
I know. And he's married as well. And Cleveland goes, he goes, Bam, I haven't fucked in like 8 months. I'm like, really? And you're married? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, did anything drastic happen lately? Like, did you gain a bunch of weight or something? He's like, well, actually, I gained like 80 pounds in the past 80 months. I'm like, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Listen to yourself. You gained 80 pounds in the past 8 months, dude.
What does he do? Is he one of the jackass peoples or what? What does he do? He's just like a...
He's from Alaska and he kind of looks like the guy who ate Bam. He gained 80 pounds because he got in a car accident, and that's what he blames it on. But like,
well, he's probably popping tons of fucking painkillers.
That's the thing.
Eating pizza, not shitting right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know that guy. Yeah. I know that guy. I met him about 50 fucking times growing up.
So
yeah.
I said, Cleveland, I'm like, you gained 80 pounds in the past 8 months, and your wife hasn't fucked you in 8 months. Like, I asked her if that was the case, and she said that that's not the case. I'm like, she doesn't want to seem shallow, you fucking dipshit.
Dude.
What the fuck? You fuckwit. That's totally the case.
No, that's fucked up. Hey, your homeboy is kind of like, look, man, you have to sit him down and talk. Let me tell you something, Bam. You have to give this dude some tough love because he's on loser status right now.
Oh, he's in such loser denial, dude.
Bruh, for real, man. He's gonna have to shake that little monkey off his back, get over this little car wreck thing, drop some fucking weight, don't put diesel in a fucking Lamborghini, move the fuck out of your house. I'm sorry,
should I make a move out? Dude,
I would. How long you been staying there?
Where the fuck is he going to go if I move him?
He's a fucking man, Bam.
I know.
You act like it's a kitten. Like it's a fucking dude. Like he's a grown ass man. Put his ass the fuck out.
But he's going to claim he's from Alaska and he doesn't know what to do in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Tell him to chop down a tree and make a fucking house. Alaskan style. Log cabin that shit. I'm sorry, bro. That's ridiculous, man.
I agree with you. Should I do that?
Please, man. Come on. How long has he been staying with you, bro? $40,000
for a fucking Lambo for fucking diesel fuel. I think he needs to get kicked the fuck out of my house.
Let me tell you something else.
This is
somebody that really is taking, like, that's taking someone's kindness. Like, you giving him an inch, and he just took a whole fucking mile.
Yeah. Well, like
why don't you let him fuck your wife, too? You know, you gotta drive my Lambo, sleep on my couch, fuck my wife, shit in my bed, read my newspaper first.
He does clean up the house, I must admit.
Get a fucking maid for that. Get a Guatemalan lady or some shit like that, bro.
A Guatemalan? Well, my aunt cleans up the house, and well, now that Cleveland lives there, that's his fucking job. He doesn't pay any rent, and he doesn't have any fucking money, dude.
Bam, has your aunt cost you $40,000 because she put diesel in your...
Hell to the no!
All right, then, bro.
Should I really stand up for myself on this one?
Bam!
$40,000, dude.
Bruh.
That's a fucking dick move.
Hey, real talk, if he took my Lamborghini without asking and put the most premium unleaded in that shit,
I
still would kick him out the fucking house.
Exactly. Like, he took it without I was away, and he knew that. Oh, and you know what else he did?
And you know he's fat as hell. He's fucking up the suspension, man.
He probably fucking was. God damn him. Chad.
I don't mean to hype you up, Bam. We got Bam Margera here. I don't mean to hype you up, Bam, but
no,
come on.
But you're making me realize, like, maybe I should kick his ass out, dude.
Maybe.
Fucking $40,000. God.
If I was you, I'd go smash his wife and take pictures.
Oh, Novak fucked her at the Conowingo Dam.
While they were married or before this shit?
Oh. Novak, who's in jail, fucked at the Conowingo Dam.
Fucking Novak. I like that dude, but Novak, the fucking ex-junkie, banged out his wife. Who is this guy, man? He shouldn't even be able to hang out unless he goes and gets things for you. He needs to be the dude running up to Cheesecake Factory for you. Like, he shouldn't even be allowed to hang out. He's straight loser status, man. Come on, bro.
Cleveland... He actually, for once, had a girl, and he was making out with her at my house, and I was actually impressed. I'm like, fuck yeah, Cleveland has a girl, and she's
You know why
hot.
He was making out? I'm going to tell you something.
Guess what he does?
Bam.
He gets too drunk, and he farts his way up the stairs. and ruins it all.
Dude, the only reason he was making out with that girl is because he was staying on your couch. She wanted to be able to say she went over to Bam Margera's house.
Think I knew that? I know that.
So she jumped on the grenade of fucking making out with him just so she could be like, yeah, I was over at Bam's. It was fucking great. He's got an awesome TV. You know,
I know that already. But at least, you know, like, I was glad to see him making out for once. But that is the case.
I never even met this dude, but, like, you're making me not like this guy.
I don't like him either. I want to kick his fucking ass.
You should.
God
damn
it.
Tape it at
least. $40,000. That's like an Audi S4, a brand
new
one.
$40,000 is like 10 of my cars, dude. That's 10 of my cars.
What, you got a Hyundai?
I got a fucking Grand Prix. I got a Grand Prix with fucking Ram Air. Leathers. I got leathers. That's fucking 10 of my cars that this dude did to your shit.
He's out of here, dude. You know
Dog.
What? You know what? Can I play this freestyle with Pete? Production is right here. He's from Philadelphia. I want to play this song here, and then if I can get a hold of Cleveland, let's fucking
call him up right. We're gonna call him up
you know
right
what?
Now.
Can you kick him out of my house, please?
All right, I'll kick him out of your house.
All right, let's hear this fucking dubstep. P Duck Production. Fat.
Fresh Cabal Production. You want me to go in?
Dude, let me get this one first. Come on.
No doubt.
Let's go for the bars.
Let's do it.
Banning it. Yo, yo.
It's be ducking funky fresh, come to fuck up dubstep. Here's a list of the public, I love green and puff cess. By any means, what's next? Whole team is success. Any mic I go, go grab it like go-go gadgets on deck.
My freeze leave you wounded like a Viet Cong vet. The best with the content, there ain't no contest. Guess you just mess with the wrong fresh. Bitches, we lay several frilly fresh up in this motherfucker. Check the pH level.
Check the treble, is your battery charged? My whole anatomy's insanity, I had to be hard. It's like vanity can't damage me, I'm nailed to the wall. But it's like you bring a fucking cat to come and challenge a door.
You don't really wanna battle with God, leave you stabbed in the abdomen in the back of your car. Hit you so hard with bars, even your manager scarred. You the first to get cut, I stay dancing with stars.
I'm up on stars like the volume is high. Monophonic tone, I'm in the zone, brains all fried. It's like battles or nothing, if you came to die. It's like pain and pride can make you change your mind.
My fists make you over, rearrange your eye. If Obama's name was John McCain, would you vote for his campaign and why? Slamming on beats LeBron James with mine. Frame of mind of Dirk when he spots up and aims from line.
Check your age and time, you can check my stats. A contract, I'm assigned where the X is at. When I'm texting fresh, all the checks all cash. As I spaz it, Inspector Gadget and impress the pack.
Check these fucking haters to the plexiglass. About to smash this bitch right here with a sexy ass. About to snipe you motherfuckers like Wesley's back. Infect the track, going hard with excess rap.
Production,
rap,
I will rap, Skype you and infect your chat.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Oh, holy lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
We got Bam Margera here. Bam, what's up, bro?
Dude, you know what? You made me realize that you're right. I do need to kick Cleveland out of the fucking house. I have him on the phone, actually.
Let's talk to... First, anybody listening, Cleveland is a house guest that's been staying with Bam.
Yes.
Whose wife was cheating on him, right. So he came to stay with Bam, and then he fucked up his Lamborghini.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Big time.
Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the side they're used to hearing.
Listen... Rude Jude is a rude, crude dude, and he's going to tell you that you need to get the fuck out of my house, dude, and that's what you're going to do.
You want me out, huh?
Well, dude,
I'm not going to be mean about it. Like, I'll give you fucking a month. That's nice. That's nice. I want you out of there, Cleveland, you fat fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about
Cleveland.
Your car. I feel terrible about it.
Did you feel that terrible that you fucking took his Lamborghini?
First of all, how
many cars do you have, by the way, Bam?
Seven.
So, out of all the seven cars, you decided to take the Lamborghini, Cleveland?
They were the only keys I could find, and it was a dumb mistake.
What the fuck? Why would you take the purple Lambo?
It was a dumb mistake. I feel horrible about it. I've apologized a million times. I don't know what else I can
do. Dude, you put dirt bike gas into it. Like, into a Lamborghini. In dirt bike gas. In your
I know. I it was a red can, you know. It's like one of those things. You see a red can, you think regular gas. And
it's going to take... Like, I'm not even going to ask for the money because I know that you will never give it to me, but it would take you like 5 to 10 years to even give it to me.
Probably right. I'll
for
do whatever
a pack
I can
of fucking Newports, you asshole.
Whoa. Would you be willing to blow a man
I would
camera?
Yes, I would blow a man to make this all go away. I'll say it
and
on that.
Will you blow a man and then leave?
I would blow a man to make this go away. I really would.
For real?
Like, yeah, the last month of my life has been hell. Like, it was great living here, but the last month has been pure hell.
Cleveland, let me ask you, how long have you been living there for?
7 months now, maybe.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on, I'm going to give you a pep talk because, like, it sounds to me that you got a bit of a pill problem.
No, he's on methadone.
No, I don't have a pill problem.
You're on methadone?
I used to have a drug problem.
All right, you got a little bit of a drug. You don't need to talk about it. It's obvious. You're staying at another man's house for 7 months.
Dude, I catch him falling asleep at the fucking kitchen when the teapot is going.
He's nodding and shit.
And he's like sleeping at it. And I have to slap him and be like,
yeah,
yo, clean.
You didn't know me when things were way worse than I'm trying.
Thank fucking God.
Bruh, all right, man. Well, look,
I've come down significantly since I've lived
here.
You've helped
that's
me
good.
Help me out in many, many ways.
And what? And how did you, Cleveland, how have you repaid him? How have you repaid him?
True. Good point.
By fucking up his Lamborghini. This guy's, you know, he wrote a list of things that he wanted in his life, and a Lamborghini made that shit. Not a fucking fat heroin addict on his couch.
A what addict?
Whatever the fuck kind of addict you are. Look, bro, I don't even know you, but, like, from what I know, you sound like you just need to get up, get out, and get on your own. Because you know what? Like, Cleveland, you can't. Look, you want to be your own man, right?
What's that?
Ultimately, you want to be your own man, don't you?
Cleveland.
I can't understand. I'm sorry. Listen,
ultimately, you want to be your own man, right?
Cleveland. Yeah, of course I do. All right, then. I'm making all the steps. I'm starting a band up. I'm getting a lot of
You're starting a
right
band
now.
Up? Dude.
Absolutely.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Too late. It's too late for you. It's too late, bro. Come on, music. That's your way out of this. Is the music biz?
That's one of the things I'm doing. I have a lot of things going on right now.
Okay.
I do.
Bam. You're allowing this guy to live in a fucking fantasy world.
Cleveland, is what I want to know is like, you had that hot ass girl that you were making out with, and then you farted your way up the stairs, man.
Those are some of the few mistakes that I've made. I farted up the stairs a few times.
Like, don't get that drunk, dude. Like, who does that?
I think I'm making some pretty big moves lately. I've been getting pussy on a regular basis. You should have seen the girl I had over here the other night.
Because of Bam.
Oh, dude, she was at least a 9, man.
Yeah, because of me, because you invite him over.
Cleveland.
I didn't even tell this girl. I let her figure it out on her own. Like, she said, where are we? And I told her. I didn't even have to drop your name the other night. It was awesome. It made me feel pretty good about myself.
Did you actually fuck?
Fuck yeah, I fucked. Of course I did.
Which way?
Every fucking way you can imagine.
Where'd you come at?
She was awesome. She was the best fuck I've ever had.
Where'd you come at?
On her tits.
See, you're just lying on your dick too, bro. Like, you're living on someone else's couch. You're lying on your dick. You got a band that no one listens to.
I have a band. What are you talking? I haven't released anything yet.
Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Yeah.
No one's gonna. What's the name of your band?
I can have a
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Bro, I'm talking to you right now. You're 80 pounds overweight. Who's going to listen to it?
And I think I'm going to fucking do pretty well with it.
All right, let me hear you sing a bit.
Well, you want me to sing a cappella?
Grab your acoustic guitar that I came in the guitar strings on.
Yeah, the guitar you came all over. No, if you want me to come in, I'll come in and do it through. I'll do it on Radio Bam where people can actually hear. I'm not going to do it over the phone. But,
yes,
you know.
Sir, Cleveland.
Yeah, my guitar you fucking came on.
Cleveland, listen.
I put up a lot of shenanigans.
Oh,
too.
Coming on your fucking guitar is the least I could do for ruining your Lamborghini for $40,000 of damage, you asshole.
Dude, I feel so fucking terrible about it. I just said I'd suck a man's dick.
I'd love to feel terrible about it, too. Nice. What are you going to do?
You can tie me up by a rope and let everyone.
You might suck a dude's dick on purpose, though. You know what I mean? Like, from the more I talk to you, the less I respect you.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't even know you, so I'm not that worried.
It doesn't matter. I know. It doesn't matter what I think about you. That's why I'm just telling you everything off the top of my head. It's not going to ruin your life.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'm not going to lose.
I'm not the owner of fucking. Of fucking Coyote Ugly fucking your wife. I'm not that dick. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a fucking radio schmuck that drives a Grand Prix. You know what I mean? Don't feel bad about me. But you know what? I do have my own spot.
That's cool. That's what I'm working on doing right now. I'm sick of
work harder, man. 7 months, man.
Seven months.
I just got out of a 10-year relationship. I've made a lot of strides. I've lost.
Yeah, 10-year relationship, and you got pussy 2 out of the years.
70 pounds since I moved in here.
All right, that's good. You lost 70 pounds. That's good. All right, that's good. All right, okay.
I can say so myself. Not to toot my own horn. Speaking of tooting my own horn, I can also play the trumpet.
All right, so this is, speaking of blowing, this is what you're going to do. Leave in a month and blow a fucking guy and call it a goddamn day. And Bam, if he promises to leave, and do what you, whatever the fuck, fucked up shit that you want this guy to do. I don't even want part of it. But like, if he's willing to blow a guy, he might be able to get him to do something even worse.
See, like,
that's, will you never bring it up to him again?
That's the only way that I could make myself feel better is like, I know he's not going to give me $40,000. There's no.
So
way
what could
help.
I do to make you? What are you saying? What
suck some dude's dick just because I know that you don't want to, and
I
it's like
I'm better than that. I mean,
yeah,
suck a dude's dick if I have to, but man,
suck his balls.
You just like the sexual stuff. I mean, we could think of some pretty crazy stuff.
Why don't you guys come up? This is what you
bend
do,
your
Bam.
Dick around the back of your ass and fuck yourself.
I'm willing to take a hit, you know? I mean, you took a huge hit, something that, you know, it was a huge mistake, but it was a huge hit. I'm willing to take the hit. You think of something that I can do to make it go away, and, dude, I will be willing to do just about anything.
All right, there it is. There it is, Bam. Okay. There it is.
Well,
he sounds remorseful.
You know, if I left tonight, you'd miss me when he came home.
Ooh, I miss Cleveland.
You know you would.
Who's going to sweep the floor?
True.
That's another thing. I clean every morning for an hour and a half.
Would you clean
congratulations
today?
Congratulations.
Would you clean today?
I'm going grocery shopping tomorrow. I just sent you a text asking me what kind of
would you
stuff
clean today?
Yeah, I cleaned today.
No, what did you clean?
Oh, my God. I cleaned up the radio.
Somebody
room,
pissed so in the beanbag chair. Did you know that?
I cleaned all the beer up like I always do. Of course.
Hey, listen.
Beer.
Somebody pissed in the beanbag chair. Do you know that?
Yeah, Louie peed on me 2 months ago. I remember.
Did you clean that up somehow, some way?
I guess I could Febreze it or something. Or maybe put it
so that means you didn't do shit.
Well, I mean, this is 2 months ago that he peed on.
You're so kicked out of here.
All right, man.
You're right, I could do that.
7 months, dude? Come on. All right, bro, I can't even talk to him. All right, Cleveland. Hey, take care, bud.
Right,
take
man
care.
Get out
right
of my man house, Cleveland.
Bye.
Fatso.
Bam, is that what happens when you get rich? You just get like some weird motherfuckers that use you forever?
I
like
felt
that
bad
shit is
for
fucked
his ass. I felt bad for him. Like, his whore of a wife was cheating on him blatantly. I'm like,
I know, but...
And he knew that. And I'm like, why don't you just move along, dude? Move along. He's like, financial problems. I have to live with her. I'm like, you're pathetic. I'm like...
First off, if whoever's cheating has to leave.
I don't even want rent. Just move into my house. Just get the fuck away from her, dude.
Yeah, okay, but 7 months. Like, it didn't get to a point, Bam, where you would just wake up in the morning and, like, look at his ass and be like, oh, is you still here, you fucking fat, nodding off motherfucker, you. Like, really?
Every motherfucking day.
I'm saying, man, this is your house, bro.
I know.
This is your house, man.
Dude, he fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand, and it landed on the goddamn couch, and I wanted to murder him.
Bam. Let me talk to you. Did you get thrown into a fucking pit of snakes so that some fat fucker can live off of you?
God, that's such a good point.
What is he doing? What is he bringing to the table?
Fuck it. That's the perfect
You could get
way
a bitch to clean and fuck her. You know what I mean? This dude doesn't do shit.
God damn it. I need to talk to you more often.
I'm mad for you, dog. Like, that shit is fucked up.
That's the best way you can put that.
It's true. Honestly, I'm fucking Cleveland living in my goddamn house. Oh, I'm so mad now.
His name's Cleveland, dude. Come on. All right, bro. All right, man. Yo, Bam, I want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man.
You cool as a fan. Hey, we didn't really touch on this, but, yo, I'm sorry for your loss, and my heart goes out to you, man. Real talk.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn, big time. Dude, he was the best ever, and it's been tough, but it's been, like, 2 weeks now. I've been getting through it.
Well,
can we play Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Bill Gaten.
We can play Lil Wayne.
Bill
Gaten. We can play Lil Wayne, bro.
Bill Gaten.
Yeah. Bill Gaten, you got it with you?
Oh, you know, what kind of Lil Wayne do you
have? Think we just got like this magical system that you
I
just say anything?
I ain't
and we
no
just
wizard. I ain't no wizard.
Shit, we got here. Okay, shit, we got a ton. Lollipop, Feel Like Dying, Miss Millie, How to Love Go DJ, I'm Single.
No, more.
Okay.
She said more.
Georgia
right,
Bush,
keep...
The Mob. The block is hot.
I got some old Lil Wayne over here. I got shit from the Carter.
Do it up.
The Carter, too. All right. Here it is. Yo, we got Bam Margera. Bam, go home.
Kick
come
that
up
motherfucker
with some,
out.
Yeah, come up with some crazy shit and kick that motherfucker the fuck out.
I will.
I think it needs to be something painful, bro.
I fucking am.
Something painful.
I really am.
and you put it in the best way. I jumped into a pit of snakes and some fat fuck could be fucking putting out cigarettes on my couch. That's totally what's happening.
Yeah, bro. God. And you see how he talks to you? He's like patronizing, man. He talks to you like you're a gerbil. Like, he's like, he fucking kisses your ass, but at the same time, he's like patronizing the fuck out of you. Like, trying to make you feel like you need him and shit. Like, he's doing you a favor.
I know. I totally agree.
Bruh. That's, yo. All right, man. Here it is. Bam Margera. Yeah, his little bring it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, people with jobs, people without jobs, middle class, upper class.
Wait, here, you hear that?
Ladies and gentlemen,
people with jobs,
people without jobs, middle class,
get a job, Cleveland.
High class.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Factions.
Later.